I'm telling you what to do. Get in the scripture and say, all right, Lord, you made the offer. You got yourself a man. You got yourself a woman. I'm ready to go for it, and I'm tired of just dinking around here in the natural world and losing. And every year when I make out my income tax, I'm in worse shape than I was the year before and the year before that and the year before that one. I want my circumstances to change. Well, make a decision. Now, if you make a decision and you pay the price, I'm telling you, some of you today are listening to me, you're absolutely broke, and you're going to come back 12 months after you listen to this, and you're going to be a millionaire. It can happen. It can happen. Why can't it happen to you? Well, let me tell you, if you sit around in unbelief, fear, and doubt, it won't happen to you. You get more of the same. Why don't you say, this is the first day of the rest of my miracle lifestyle. I am going to have the payoff. Or I'm tired of being sick. Well, all my people have been sick. Well, why don't you say, this is the first day of the rest of my life. I'm going to take the power of God and cut off the curses. I'm tired of being cursed. Now, I remember all my dad drove, what he thought that all he could afford were recap tires. You know, you're driving down the road, and my dad, bless his heart, would never drive over 50 miles an hour. I'd sit in the back seat, and I'd figure, now how long is it going to take us to get there at 50 miles an hour? When he got up to 55, he thought he was having a runaway. He'd slow that thing back down. It was almost like he had, you know, the automatic thing we have on cars today. No, he trained himself. He's a 50-mile-an-hour man. Well, that, you know, it takes a long time to get across the country at 50 miles an hour. We used to drive, when we moved to Kansas, we'd drive back to Colorado, it was 500 miles. Well, guess how many hours that is? I learned to figure math, you know, high math. Let's see, 500 miles at 50 miles an hour, the best we can get there is about 10 hours. Would Dad stop? No. Because you don't make very much progress if you stop very much and you're only driving 50 miles an hour. See, I learned to figure. I like numbers. 50 miles an hour. But, you know, once in a while you'd hear the terrible bang and something was flopping around inside that fender well. Guess what? One of those retread tires had just come off. And then we'd have to stop and jack up the car and put on the spare and hope we could make it to the next stop. I don't want to live that way anymore. I don't live that way now. Now, you see, I'm old enough to remember when the first tubeless tire came in, and praise God for tubeless tires. I just turned a car in that had 70,000 miles on it, traded it in. I had one flat on that thing and that many miles. I have driven other cars more than that without ever having a low tire or a flat tire. Praise God for Firestone tires. And I remember when the first Firestone 500, when they had a race at Indianapolis, they drove a whole 500 miles on one set of tires. Well, progress, folks, progress. But I don't want to be there in Poorsville anymore. I mean, I was raised that way, and I don't want to be there. I do not want to be there. So I simulate in my mind, and I confess, I pretend, I assume, I masquerade until it comes true. Now, that's what confession is. Now, as you begin to confess the word, you're going to change on the inside because the word is strong enough to change you. If you say, I'm going to keep going to the answer for the answer. Now, I like what my friend said on the air the other day. Tim Kenny said this, and he used to be serious alcoholic. He said, when I quit going to the problem for the solution, he said, things changed. I want to tell you, I want to lean on you. I want to get up in your face. I want to make you mad. Quit going to the problem for the solution. Quit going to the losers for advice. If they're not winning, don't listen to them. Get away from them. And some of you need to cut off some of those friendships that are absolute cancer to you. They're pulling you down. When you quote a scripture, say, oh, that stuff doesn't work. My dad tried that. Well, what does your dad have to do with it? Or what is your best friend or your wife or your kids? What the word says, you've got to make that priority. That's got to be number one in your life. That needs to be your plan A, and there ain't no plan B. Now, the other day I said to Barbara, in fact, I said this to her when we first got married, nobody can take my dream. I will fight you over my dream. I will not give that. I love you with all my heart, but that's not up for grabs. That is not up for grabs. I will keep my dream. You know, I've kept that dream, and now it's coming into reality, into physical reality. Was it a dog fight? It was worse than a dog fight. It was like wrestling alligators and bears and lions all at the same time. But you know something? If you keep going back to the Word of God as your basis, And you keep saying, now, God, I believe this. See, when I address the word, I say it like this. God, I know the Bible is true. I know that you don't lie, you can't lie, you don't want to lie, so I know you've always told me the truth. You've always told me the truth. And when you say to me, I say to you, all things therein for which you pray and ask, believe you receive them, they should be granted to you. I believe that to be true. So I've asked for my vision here. I've asked for my goal. I've asked for my miracle. I believe I have received that according to what you said in Scripture. You made an offer promise, and bless God, bless your holy name, you got a taker. Here I am. I'm going to go with it. And anything that wants to bring me out to deviate from that, that is an enemy. I am going to fight that thing, and I'm going to keep it away from me. That includes people, their opinions, you know, articles, television, radio shows, speeches or messages in church. If that's going to get me off the track, it's history. I am out of there. You hear what I'm saying? Don't you ever try to discourage me from my goal, because you become an enemy when you do that. You become an enemy of the gospel, by the way, because the word of the Lord says, all things are possible to him who believes. All right? So if you need a house, why don't you ask the Lord for a house? And then say, thank you, Jesus, I ask for you. You're not a liar. That means I have a house. Now, maybe some of your good negative friends want to say to you, where's your house? You smart mouth. Who do you think you are? You self-righteous so-and-so. You think you're better than all the rest of us. We don't have a house, and you don't either. So why don't you quit this Mickey Mouse? That's where you need to cut it off. See, because God gives you that house the minute you... Now, the dogfight comes between the time you receive that and all your confessions of Scripture until you move into that real house someday on a real street. Now, that's how it works. And that's going to take simulation. It's going to take you confessing. It's going to take you holding on to that dream. It's going to cause you to meditate. It's going to cause you to research Scripture. It's going to cause you to say, God, anything that keeps me from my dream, I want it out of there. And you see, God is a holy God, and he'll show you how to do that. And he wants to bring that to pass in your life more than you want it. Give you this scripture again, Job 22:28. Decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, not by you. It'll be established for you, and light will shine on your path. Job 22:28. The title of this message has been Success by Decree. I believe it with everything that is in me. God bless you. Father God, I thank you that we've listened today to your word. We've listened today to your principles. Lord, we are going to simulate in our minds. We're going to imagine and envision these things coming to pass. And we know, Lord, that you're inside of that room in our heart, and you're with us, and you're going to bring it to pass, because all things are possible with God. Lord Jesus, I love you. Father God, I worship you and I praise you. I invoke the name of the Lord on everyone that listens to this message. Father God, I decree that we will be blessed. We will be successful, not because of who we are, but because of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.